That's what I did. I traded a sunrise for a sunset. Yeah, Beth, it's really me, honest to God.
Tonight, a united nation goes forward with the determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace.
Daddy, who is Sean Kennedy?
Well, Sean Kennedy was just a guy who started talking to people all over the world through an internet radio station called Rant Radio. Eventually, thousands of people all over the world would listen to him talk every Monday night about things that were happening in the world and the things that were going to happen. You see, Sean wasn't governed by anyone or anything. What he screamed into the internet was there for all to see. But that was when we still had rights and freedom.
There's not enough of you to shoot us all. You, the few swaggering conquerors. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
Welcome to the Sean Kennedy Show, episode number 47. I've got the Sean Kennedy Show, and I got like a bunch of different topic titles here. Like, what's the title of the show here?
All over the place.
It's the Sean Kennedy Show. We know what's really going on episode number 47. And tonight's topic, apparently, I don't know why I wrote this here, but Bigfoot needs a killing. That's why, that's my
does
topic.
He?
Yeah, Bigfoot does need a killing.
Is he been causing trouble again?
I don't know what they're, they haven't actually been causing. And you know what? I started doing some research on Bigfoot.
Yeah.
He's not just a BC thing. He's all over the world. And I've got a few theories about things.
Like the Yeti and all the other names all over the world. Like Santa Claus's name all over the world.
No. This is everywhere. Like it's on every continent.
Ah.
Very, very weird.
There's a lot of traveling. A lot of air miles.
I don't know. So I'm I traded sunrise for sunset. That's what I did. Anyway, so hi there. Welcome to the Sean Kennedy Show. I would be your host, Beth. Hi, Beth.
Sean is real.
I'm real.
He is right here beside me.
Oh, God. What if
I'm
not real? I just finished that.
Get out your ID.
I just finished that Dean Koontz book that from the corner of my eye.
Yeah? What was in the corner of Dean Koontz's eye?
I think it was this book because I couldn't really find much of a plot in this book. Yeah, there's not a lot of story there. It's
a lot of
I can see why chicks. I see why a lot of chicks dig Dean Koontz because he's like uber soap opera guy with a few people getting chopped up somewhere in the middle there. And
yeah, mostly a chick author then.
No, Dean Koontz, he's okay. He's just, I mean,
people like him.
I've only read one book of his. The guy has got character development down. Like he's got mad lead skills of character development.
So do soap operas.
Yeah, but it's kind of right. Like, you know, I read stories because I want to see monsters eating people. That's like a big thing in my stories. Every story I will ever write, there will always be at least one monster eating someone. I mean, it's just the way it is. Because
it's required, right?
It's a horror genre. That's why I was pissed with Anne Rice.
People don't want to be eaten. That's scary.
Well,
right?
And that's why I was mad at Anne Rice. You don't see, I'm not going into your romance section trying to slip my horror books in there. So what are you doing from the romance section trying to slip romance books in my horror section, you know? And, I don't know, it just kind of pisses me off. But anyway, welcome to the Sean Kennedy Show, where we're going to be going on about a whole whack of Jimmy Whack of stuff, because I've got all the stuff that Sim didn't go over last week, and which I didn't tell
you. I was too scared to.
Because I was sick. And, which brings us to that numerology thing.
Yes.
Numerology.
Numerology.
Yeah, I created that. Numerology.
Smokehouse pointed this out. You missed the 15th show, the 30th show. Mm. We expected you to miss the 45th, but you fucked up.
It's
the 46th show you missed.
That's right.
So it's the 60th one we're looking forward
to. I'm all upset. I think I was trying to recover because I my mom has got high speed now.
My mom got high speed.
Yeah.
She's zipping all over the place.
So I wanted to download her one of the shows to listen to. You know, because I thought, you know, well, mom's an entertainer. No, my mom was a singer for years, okay? She's probably smoked more grass than the entire IRC.
She better smoke some while listening
to that. Well, I'm serious. It's like, hi, I'm going to listen, you know, I'm going to be a jazz singer in the 70s. Yeah, weed here. Anyway.
Not at all.
But, so I thought, well, you know, I should download a show for her to listen to.
Which one?
No, I really liked the microchip show, the one I did where I went off about the microchips because I got really mad there. I haven't been that mad in a long time. I went home and had a nosebleed. My wife was worried about me. It was great, you know.
Dog started attacking you.
No, you're not Sean. Yeah, so it's a little bit, you know, kind of crazy. So, I downloaded that, and she didn't make it through the first 20 minutes of the show.
Like, her head exploded?
The language is too strong.
Warning, strong language.
Warning, Sean says fuck a lot. So I'm like, oh, rats. And that kind of bugs me, though, you know, because I feel like, you know, I'm kind of proud of this show. You know, I do a lot of work on this show. I want people to, you know, be able to listen to it, not just go, yeah,
oh, no.
You know,
and it kind of, going to cut out the swearing again?
No, I can't. I wish I could. Had a British accent, it'd be easier, because whenever I hang out with the professor, I take on his British accent, and then I can, yes. I can stop, you know, but I just can't normally. You know, and then I get excited, and all bets are off. You know, anyway, because then I'll be like, oh, well, it's not just smashing. And somebody goes, well, you're an idiot. Yeah, well, fuck you, guy. I'll cut your head off, right? I mean, you can't do that. So, I mean, it doesn't work. But anyway, going through the RC tonight, who all showed up?
Hey, y'all.
We got like 83 people here. Holy
That's a
crap.
Good thing. It we is like so. That. They didn't get scared away. I thought they were because it was really slow climbing up.
Oh, yeah.
I tried to entertain them.
Did you?
I tried.
You tried. You did a good job.
You don't know. You didn't listen, did you?
I listened for a little bit after the halftime.
And you had to turn it off. Oh, my God.
And I went, I'm sorry, Sam. Smokehouse, Snake, Xandad, Pyro, Alien Binary, Aliens Take Me, Alamode, Alanano, I think that's Alanon Zero, Alpha 736, Alter Boy, Angelica, Yeti, Apoc, Beth, Board Out of Mind, Breaker 1, Burger Burger, Case, Copper Top, Countersink, Coyote 23, Cybertech, TMC, yeah baby, Dancing Monkey at Work, Delamorta, Delusion, Digitalia, Dr. Nostromo, great name.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Duran Kenny, Inosian, Evil Cube.
Evil Cube.
Evil Cube. Griffin, Holy Hand Grenade, Hybrid Theory, Jazzman, Camavalian, Kazuma, Kexler, Kindling Boy, Lentium, Lorax, Lieutenant Major Zombie. Yeah.
Good to see you, guy.
Welcome back. Loser. Not Lieutenant Major Zombie's a loser. There's a guy called Loser following Lieutenant Major Zombie. Microcube, Mind Pirate, out. Misconduct, Mr. Echo, Mrs. Echo, Nebula, Neko's, Nura, Homework, Punk of Evil, Ratsputin, Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Sapphire.
Hi, Sapphire. Hey, Sapphire.
Server Monk, Shade, Stroke Poopy Pants, Sith 001, Stavanger, Soab, Sulfonate, Spudley, Starbaby.
Wow, Starbaby?
Hey, Starbaby.
Tanthrix, Stout A Cheese, Technophile, The Bug, Templar Knight, who spends way too much money on microphones, Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost Turmoil, Up, Vehemenity.
New tonight. And he donated a lot of music.
Did he?
Thank you very, very much. I posted all the music I'm missing, all the albums.
Oh, really? And Vehementy showed up.
Oh, he's
going. That really freaks
in.
Me out when these people like show up like out of the darkness. They're like,
hello.
And I've been watching you
here in Vancouver.
Does he?
Yes.
That sounds like a you problem, not a me problem. Vampire This Morning, Wiggle Puppy, my personal favorite. Whopper, Yerky, Zootroy, Soul Trance, who's a buddy. He sent me some really cool stuff. And actually, I've been meaning to drop you an email, Soul Trance, and say, thanks, guy, you're the shit. Intricate and Pyro's private message for voice, which is just like saying Pyro in the beginning, but I always say Pyro at the end for some crazy.
Just to end it
just
all,
just for crazy reasons, I don't know why. And suddenly I'm realizing that Sim and his vague and glory.
You're not going to open the window, are you?
I'm opening the window.
Open the window.
Yeah, I'm like 700,000 degrees in
here,
man.
I'll go turn off the heat in the other room.
Okay, well, you better stop the iguana, because the iguana's hyperventilating over there. He's having problems and shit. Anyway.
Oh, the time cube, the cube guy?
Time
whatever,
cube guy.
Time cube guy?
He's the man.
He put me on his email list.
I don't know if he?
I don't know if he put you on his email list. Did he put you on his email list?
No, I don't think so. No.
I got all this crap from him.
Right
he's like
on.
Getting spam in his mailbox, and he thinks he's important because he got this spam, so he forwards on his spam that's addressed to him at timecube.com. We've indexed you in all the search engine. He's like all proud of this, and he's forwarding it to his email list. I'm like...
What? Oh, you gotta love the guy. Come on.
He's old. Give him a break.
Well, he's excited.
I'll go turn down the heat for you.
Would you turn it off? Well, yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. I've come to some conclusions. While Sam goes and turn down the heat, I've come to some conclusions about Kit. Okay, now, I went from extremes. You know, I went from, hi, I'm Sean. I'm going to carry around an assault vest full of gear. And to, you know, I'm going to cut that down to, you know, this just, you know, nothing. I'm going to get all Shaolin about this and, you know, walk around like Kwai Chang Kang and not have anything but a blanket and a flute. And even that's technically Kit. But, you know, so I figured, you know, what is essential Kit? What are you allowed to pack? Because let's be real, guys.
Allowed.
In today's gadget-crazed world, of which I, like, it's a bad addiction. It's a problem. It's a problem.
Some people.
Yeah. I have a problem.
Yes, you do.
I have a problem.
And you did.
I have a problem.
Good.
So I had to stop and go, whoa, easy now. Have some easy now.
Easy
some,
now.
Easy now. And I had to go, wait, well, okay, what is necessary kit? What should we, of the Gadget Armada, condone carrying?
Well,
okay.
What I carry.
Right, which is what?
My knife. My wallet.
Well, you need a good knife. You need
my
a knife.
Cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need a good knife. Mine's very old, and I'm going to probably buy another one next year.
I can't afford to buy a knife.
No, I'm not looking at you. Well, I'm looking at you because I'm talking to you. But
right. So knife.
And mine's
double.
All serrated, and I don't cut meat very much anymore, so.
That's all right. You cut seatbelts. That's what
yes,
it's for.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Many times a day.
Many times.
Rescuing small children.
You with that seatbelt.
The morning car.
You will die now. Sorry.
At stoplights, you know.
Right. Jump out of the car. You're like a squeegee guy, only with a blade.
That's right.
Wow,
your seatbelt
how
is constricting you.
Slash. Give me money. Okay.
Okay.
I didn't rob you. I saved you from your seatbelt. Anyway.
You only need the lap belt.
Well, here's what I determined before you go on, because I made
okay.
a list.
Yeah.
Okay. You are allowed. Okay.
I have my phone pilot, too.
You're allowed to have a cell phone. You need a cell phone.
Yes.
You're allowed to have a PDA of choice. This
yes.
does not mean PDA attachments.
Like keyboards and
no,
mice and
no. You're allowed one PDA, and okay. it must stay together. So if you have a PDA with a springboard module.
No transformable PDAs.
The springboard module stays in the PDA. You do not take it out and replace
oh, okay.
it with another springboard
okay.
module.
Okay. Yep.
One good folding knife.
No straight.
No straight edge weapons. This is the 21st century.
No axes.
One multi-tool.
Very useful.
One multi-tool which fits in one pouch. Not a multi-tool that has attachments that span around the belt, like the Leatherman wrench varieties.
Okay.
You're allowed one wallet.
Okay. One wallet.
One wallet. And you're allowed to have one sort of notepad on top of your PDA.
Okay, why would you need the notepad on top of your PDA?
You ever
I
try
don't get
to,
it.
You ever try to actually in real world draw people directions or write quick notes?
It's very tough.
It's very hard.
I just got to bring up my drawing program.
Just, one sec, motherfucker. Oh, and then, of course, you try to show somebody something like, wow, that's really cool.
And they're not even looking at it.
And then you're not looking at your directions. You're
what
like, okay.
What games
listen.
Do you have on that?
Yo, Luddite, pay attention, okay? I'm going to give you some directions here. So that's what I think is, you know, and I think that, this made me think about what made me think about this is our Brothers Against the Forces of Darkness there at Just Radio. They sent me this link here, which really made me go, whoa, okay, we need to really just, this really reinforces my urge to make sure that we...
Action gear.
Yeah, this is a load-bearing tie. Yeah, and...
What?
It's a load-bearing tie. It's a gadget-carrying tie, and I think.
Oh
that,
my God!
I think there's
oh
a point.
Oh my God!
I think there's a point that you have to just go. Whoa!
And he surpassed it.
Yes.
There's pop in his tie.
And I'm like, okay, guy, you have a problem. Mind you, that said.
Yeah.
That said, though, I because like some people would argue that Sean
tack tie.
Your watch is a bit much. You have an Eagle Industries watchband with a Casio Pathfinder watch. It's still technically a watch. I'm allowed to have it.
Very large. Yeah.
It fits inside. These guys here, they also sell a wallet. These Spec Ops guys, they also sell a wallet. The guys who made the tie.
I can't imagine.
Oh, I bought it.
Like hangs outside your pants.
It has a lot of different variations on how you can wear it, but it's still a wallet.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, and I bought it. It's on its way to my little house right now. So when it comes, I'll be able to show it to you.
Here you are talking about too much gear.
It's a wallet. I'm
okay.
allowed to carry a wallet.
Okay. Is there size restriction on this wallet?
No.
Okay. Okay.
It's a wallet. You're also allowed to carry a bag. That a bag isn't attached.
Man bag.
To. Yeah. Like you can have a backpack. Man
okay.
bag.
Okay.
You know whatever.
Oh, backpack.
Yeah.
That gets big.
Yeah, but you can drop it. You can
I
put
remember
it down.
You kept. You used to bring over the backpack. It was huge. It was heavy. It weighed a ton. It had so much stuff in it.
Okay. That's because you weigh 10 pounds.
You can liberate small countries with it, Sean.
Yeah. Well, what if I needed to?
Really?
What if Botswana showed up and said, Sean, we need your help? And
we're
I
under
gonna,
oppression of the United States. We
said,
need liberation.
Help me.
From the democracy they're forcing upon us.
Yes, that's right. Mocking Sean. New After Now was sent. A New After Now CD cover was sent in from Shade.
Oh, yeah,
Shade
it
did
is
a really
very good.
Cool. It's a very,
nice.
Very cool one. We haven't
we'll
put
get
up,
that up. We'll get that up.
Sure, we
more.
Will, Sim.
Sure. We will.
On TimeTube, Quinza sent me a thing on Hey Show. Hey Sean, the show kicks ass. Hey Show, the
hey
Sean
show.
Kicks ass. Hey Show, the Sean kicks ass.
Which Sean does kick ass.
Yes, all
indeed.
Your Sean are belong to us. I had never even heard of Rant Radio or your show until a few weeks ago, but now
Blasphemer.
I'm... What? Yeah, Blasphemer. Blasphemer. Hey, that's a good name.
That
you
is.
Have, like, femur,
Blasphemer.
Like, your leg, so it's like
there
Blasphemer.
There you go.
Ah.
Did you...
I already got a... I should write it down. There is a person who gets baptized,
okay.
but I got a new name for them.
Okay.
That's really gay when I pick up the name during the show and then give them that
And then
name
replace it with
yeah,
the one you thought of before the show?
Yeah, I do that a couple of times. That's really, really good. Anyway, I hadn't heard your show until a few weeks ago, but now I'm fucking hooked. Anyway, I found this parody of the TimeCube website at somethingawful.com. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but it's a good laugh out of it. The parody is the so-called The Learning Triangle, and it's at somethingawful.com.
Somethingawful.com, you say.
This is awesome.
Exercise danger when going to this website.
Oh, no, this is an awesome website. This is so... so good. Welcome to Learning Triangle. You are all dumbies. And it's Jesus, cold air, and math makes up the Learning Triangle.
Cold air.
Yeah, if you scroll down, the guys totally
good.
Parodied like their whole website. The bad
the White
shitty
House.
Art.
Not round.
Not round. It's a triangle. You know what I mean?
This is TimeCube.
No, yeah, it is. It's a ripoff of
Religion
TimeCube.
Religion is false.
Lie. West. Full of power. Earth is not round. You know, do not use or pick up copper. You know, like just fuck up.
This is good.
12 triangles, 12 apostles, proof of Christ. You know, cold air math. Read cold air.
away from the copper.
That's right.
Oh, this is, avoid the caves too.
Yeah, the caves.
Oh, that's so good.
I don't really get this, but
I didn't get the time cube, so this makes just as much sense.
I just love, and now check this out. Gobby sent me. That's right, the TimeCube role-playing game.
Oh.
Like, how much... Like, I had no idea this guy was this well-known.
Neither did I.
I had no idea that TimeCube fucking nutsore. Now, a lot of people are probably wondering why I didn't rip that guy's head right off. Because during that, I was reading...
TimeCube,
have a fourth dimension adventure. a pity about your mind, is the quote. And it goes on, and you have, like, different classes.
Wow.
Class being education stupid. All characters are educated retarded.
Your character is cornered. Four cornered head, one corner face, four corner light metamorphosis.
Yeah.
So it's like the TimeCube roleplay game. That's very, very funny. Anyway.
mortal bodies slay each other as they're taught to do by evil, stupid educators.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's good stuff.
So,
play it now.
A lot of people wonder why I don't shit all over this TimeCube guy, because, to be honest with you, he's not doing anything wrong. I mean, he's so fucking wacko that he's like, you know, he's got these people, you know, what are you, taking him seriously? I mean, shit, he's just having a good time. You know, he's not hurting nobody.
Put up a good webpage, people come to it, go to his seminars.
He's got a professional webpage that makes him smile. I mean, come on, how much has he brought into our life?
Many.
Hey, go TimeCube.
It's been going for weeks now, we're laughing.
Oh, yeah, you betcha. TimeCube never crashed no jets into no fucking Twin Towers.
Exactly.
Fucking A, man. I mean, it's a hell... TimeCube makes a lot more sense than, say, I don't know, Islam? I'm going to burn for that one. Here's hoping all the Christians are right. From Skull Crew, hey, Shaman Sim. Some links for tonight's off of Skull Crew.
Yay.
I don't actually do any work. I just let everyone else do it for me. The DOE fires wiffle blowers at the Yucca Mountain.
Wiffle blowers.
Wait a minute. What
like
the hell
wiffle
is this?
Wiffle bats. Oh. I think you missed something, maybe.
Yeah, I think I did too. This shouldn't be here. This should not be here.
This is all wrong.
God, this should be after this. This is after the halftime music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we at halftime music?
Well, that was all the feedback I had.
Oh, okay. Well,
what do you got in the way of feedback?
Thank you for recognizing me.
Sorry.
The floor goes to Sam.
Sorry. Floor over to Sam. Wait. Before we do that, I'm going to make a few comments here about the spider situation.
There is a situation here in British Columbia.
Yeah, the spider situation's starting to trip me the fuck out. I just about got in my van and drove here if it wasn't like 9 hours away. Okay, because this is in McBride, B.C. Spiders, what the fuck? Just after halftime music is where it's listed? No, it's not there because I just copied it. I have it on my show format, and you fucking don't. You suck.
Well, then you'll just have to paste it.
I will. And there it is. Now, for everyone who hasn't, checked in on with all this kind of stuff, it seems that there's a couple of spiders, like 10 million, have made...
10 million billion.
Yeah, have made fucking a 60-acre spider web in the middle of McBride, B.C. And
how far away is this?
Like 9 hours.
Ugh.
Almost,
huh?
No shit, eh? And the spider web is so strong that it could, hold a pack of change. Like, you could put change on it. That's how strong this spider web
is. We've got to shoot a movie there or something.
I'll shoot something there. I don't think it'll be a movie.
Large spiders running for you at 100 miles an hour.
What amazes me is that all the scientists are like, and if you scroll down on this thing, I just posted at the bottom there, there's Matthew G. Wheeler, special to the sun. I mean, this guy here is like, who the fuck is this guy with the glasses? And he's like, hi there, I'm your standard nerd who's going to get eaten by an 80-foot spider. Am I the only guy who thought that maybe, just maybe, in the middle of this 60 acres of spider web... it's not millions of little spiders. There might just be one big fucking spider there.
It could be.
Yeah. And all the biologists are like, oh, we don't know what's going on, but there's definitely a big-ass spider web here. Okay, now, let's clarify a few things here, okay? This may surprise a lot of people. I do not believe in magic or the supernatural. I do not.
I don't believe that at all. I don't understand that statement, Sean.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I only believe in science that we don't understand, you see.
That's what I believe in, too.
I'm a big fan of the words, I don't know. However,
surprising.
I am, however, thoroughly convinced that there are beings beyond time and space that want to kill us.
Okay.
Okay.
They're not doing a very good job.
Aren't they?
Well, maybe.
I mean, how's the death toll looking around the world, guy?
Pretty high.
Pretty high. Thank you. I think they're doing a good job. They're running the world through secret organizations, and it's not magical. There's nothing magical here.
No,
you know, Cthulhu isn't magical. He's just a dark god, lies at the bottom of the ocean, and influences people's dreams.
That's right.
So there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
We have little things now that we can hook up to people's heads that influence people's dreams.
You betcha.
And he just does it from remote.
You betcha. You betcha. But more than that, when you're presented, like, with a fairly concrete, freaked-out, paranormal, sort of eight-legged freak sort of thing,
like
60 goddamn acres wrapped up in a spider web,
yeah.
At what point do you put down the microscope and pick up a flamethrower? That's what I want to know. At what point do you stand back and go, wait now, I'm going to go to the gun store. I'm sorry, I picked up the Vancouver sign, and I'm like, 60-acre web in northern B.C. I'm like, gun store! Next word out of my mouth. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's fantastic. That's really, really good. And if nobody, I promise you, nobody up there had a gun.
Oh,
like, if I drove into town, hey, guess what, guys? I found a 60-acre web. A 60-acre web. 60 acres. Of web. That's fucking huge.
Well, they're not thinking there's a 10-foot spider.
That's bigger than any park in France. Okay? 60-acre web. And they're like, oh, wow, let's go up there. Did anybody bring a rifle? No.
I thought he bred these.
No, this is a wild phenomenon. It happened out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Says Jervis, who has owned the land for 60 years, has never seen anything like it on his farm.
Sure you haven't, Jervis. Sure you haven't,
He's
Jervis.
He's got control of his brain.
Jervis, what are you doing in the basement, Jervis? I bet you if we go down in Jervis's basement, he's got some candles going. I bet you Jervis has got some eight-legged
Spiders
temple candles.
Jars and
I bet you Jervis has got like some praying to some dark gods, aren't you, Jervis? Aren't you, Jervis?
60 acres this year.
He's doing like
600 next.
Yeah, I mean, you know. I mean, you know, what are you doing, Jervis?
Yeah.
Jervis. Yeah. Killer Jervis. He's
Jervis.
I don't know. Jervis is freaking me out. So, because of that, I think that we, as a rant radio community, need to be aware
of
the beings beyond time and space trying to kill us, because they're out there. You're out there. I mean, come on. We've got the conspiracy. Everyone laughed at conspiracies. Everyone thought George Orwell was just a big joke. Oh, wait, no. Now we got the Homeland Security Act and the Information Awareness Agency. It's all coming true.
Oh,
all of it's coming true. And then I started doing some more research, which I'm going to go and get into tonight. And Art Bell is really, really, really dumbing things down quite a lot.
Well, he doesn't want to freak out people too much.
Well, I don't care. Sean, that's fucking supernatural. No, alien binary is not supernatural. It's just, well, what is supernatural? It's supernatural. It's
super.
It's more than natural.
Yes. It's natural that we don't yet understand. That's why it's super.
I think it's a...
That's super.
I think it's super. It's super. Nah, I'm sorry, man. I'm just like, whoa. Whoa, that's flamethrower talk right there. That's
I can hear the spider squealing from the flame.
I'm serious, man. That's a hate.
Shriveling up.
That is a hate and cordite moment right there. Somebody get me some gun smoke, okay? Next stop, gun store.
Yeah, that's straight out of a movie.
That's something I need to. Sorry, but that's so when I'm going off and I'm going off about these things, people are like, Sean, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Because I got 60 acres of fucking spiders crawling on my ass. That's why. I got 10 million spiders making a 60-acre web. Yeah, no, I don't want them coming down here. The minute I find out about that, I'm like, you want to see? Oh, I'm not going to run. I'm not going to run away. No, I'm going to a local gas station. I'm setting up shop. I'm going to build me a trench. Thank you very much. You want to get all trench warfare?
Filled with oil so you can light on fire as the spiders cross it.
Oh, 10 years of Call of Cthulhu, baby. You want to toy with me? Rock on. How do you get rid of this? What is it?
The clipboard. I don't know why it's there.
I don't know why it's there either.
And Clippy comes up. Oh, you don't want
you look clipboard? Like you look like you're doing an internet broadcast. Maybe I can help. No, Clippy.
Clippy tried to help out with
Clippy,
Sean.
Clippy, fuck off. Okay, so what would you like me to fuck up? What you look like you're trying to tell me to fuck off. Well, what do you got going on in the world?
Well, I got this email from Barcode. Says, hey, Sam, I recently got a new job and finally making decent money.
Yay.
And would like to give something back to Rant Radio. I love it when they start off like
that. I like it when they start like that, too. But it should be stuff like, you're Sean, you rule. I'm going to give you millions of dollars. Sign.
Now you can do whatever you want, whenever you want.
Like, all I got for a psycho fan is this crippled motherfucker down in pure Illinois.
With no goddamn money.
With no goddamn money. I mean, he's got nice tits, but, I mean, Jesus.
I know.
You know, I
doesn't do much good.
It really doesn't. But so he wants to give you money.
No, he doesn't want to give us money.
Oh.
Because I wouldn't take it.
Oh, he wants to give
us
something.
Unless it's millions.
Oh,
if it's millions, I'll take it.
So what I did was
it's like 10 bucks.
I spunked in an envelope and handed it back. Well,
thank
well,
you so much, Paco.
Thank you, sir.
I want to make promotion.
Ooh, I got a civilization on paper.
Just empty my desk.
Yeah.
I want to make promotion.
My Radio Bukkake. Sorry. Sorry.
Whack.
Ow. You. My eye.
I want to make promotional stickers.
Whee!
I'm thinking along those same lines that bands make and stick to every surface within a 10-mile radius of a club.
You and know Microsoft, actually. They did it to New York.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
They did butterflies. You know the ones, I'm sure. However, I don't have much artistic talent.
Of course.
But your listeners do, which we know full and well.
Yeah, they do.
So I'd like to sponsor a sticker design contest.
Woo!
Which is very, very exciting.
That's exciting.
I'm willing to spring for a black and white within the 3x3 square or 3-inch circle size limit. Any other criteria is up to you. I figure I'll send you guys a couple thousand to do with as you please.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And I'll make the prize for the winner 500 stickers.
Cha.
Which is pretty damn cool.
Cha.
And what do you think? Well, I think it's a damn good idea, and the contest is on.
I don't like it.
No? Okay.
Well, no, of course I like it. What are you talking about? God, oh, jeez, yeah, that would suck.
That sucks a lot.
Yeah, so, hey.
No, rock on. Everyone out there, it's closing December 16th. You have 2 weeks.
2 weeks. A 3-inch by 3-inch sticker. So remember, if you do anything really, really graphically intensive, well, actually, yeah.
Do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want, because if they make it graphically intensive, that
black
could be
really
cool.
Black and white. Remember, one color. One color.
Lots of barcode things going on there.
Sure.
Lots of barcode.
Make sure you put rantradio.com there.
Yep.
So people know what the hell it is.
Yeah, and put my picture on it. That's the criteria.
It has to have Sean's picture.
It has to have Sean Kennedy. In big letters and Rant Radio in, like, Braille.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay. Because my
non-raised Braille.
I missed the show, man. My ego's starving. I have a starving ego. So what else? What else is going on? So we got a big sticker. That's awesome, though. Like, all bullshit aside, way to go, barcode. Thanks, man.
That's right. I'll put this up on the webpage tonight or tomorrow, outlining the rules again so you can see it.
Super fan!
Super fan. That
okay, what
is
else we
awesome.
Got?
Backstreet Boys sue labels for $75 million.
What?
Yeah, that's what I said.
The Backstreet Boys are suing someone for $75
million? Suing their own label.
Who's their label?
Well, their label, the Backstreet Boys have sued the record label for $75 million, saying the label has been courting their youngest star and snubbing the rest of them and delaying their chance to further cash in on their fans.
Oh, I think they should be suing their record company because they misled the entire band in thinking they had talent.
Exactly.
Yeah, but anyway, what
the last album from the multi-platinum selling group Black and Blue came out in November 2000. Carter's album, the one they're supposedly promoting, has dropped from number 96 to number 120 in the album charts this week and has only sold 118,000 copies. Yet they're suing the record company for promoting him too much.
Wow,
they sold him like 1,000 times over the other one.
Wow,
ridiculous lawsuits.
That's completely fucksort.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
I just thought it was...
Yeah, that's...
Another frivolous lawsuit in the United States.
Yeah.
Alien Binary sent this in. I've got about 10 people hooked on not just the SKTFM show, but all of Rant Radio, and music especially. I went to Rhode Island recently to visit my girlfriend, and in the process, a bunch of my friends, myself and her, circulated probably over $100 worth of Rant Radio money.
Excellent!
Spending the Rant Radio money.
Spending that.
If you don't know what that is, you just write Rant Radio on your money.
That's
and
right.
It's Rant Radio money.
There you go.
And be surprised when you get one back, as it does happen.
It does. It happened to me in Oregon.
And this is kind of a cool thing. I don't know if you have this in yours. This is the Star Wars parody of the Apple Switch ads.
No.
Which is pretty pretty cool. I'll play it after.
Oh, is
for
it
you.
Is it all like
it's like I was on the light side, but then I turned to the dark side.
Oh, dope.
That. It's really well done.
Cool.
So
very, very cool.
Lots of fun there.
Yeah.
And
that's right, I said dope. Ha ha ha. Sorry.
Dope. Again and again and again.
I'm gonna
take a drink every time.
Every time Sean says dope, take a hit.
Dope.
Anyway, so carry on.
And of course last week the microphone closed. Templar Knight won.
For way too much money.
And way too much money. Templar Knight is like throwing money on trees or counterfeiting
like,
it or something,
and
whatever
he's
he
like,
did.
I don't care. Just send the microphone to Smokehouse.
So Smokehouse gets a microphone.
That Templar Knight bought for him for $127. Wow.
And Smokey can like jerk off to another piece of Rant Radio paraphernalia. Yeah,
seriously.
And
add
it to his shrine on the wall.
I hope. You, who's
light the candles.
Who's the guy in Hollywood who has like everything? He has Bela Lugosi's ring.
Oh,
he's got like, you know that
guy. I know the guy.
About.
I've heard
he's
of
the,
him. Yeah.
He's the old motherfucker.
He's got everything.
He's got it all. Like, he is the pack rat. He's got the... He's got all
the costumes, all the posters, all the rings.
He's got the Ark of the Covenant in his back fucking lot. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
I think it's a museum.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like that. I hope I do make it, because... Smokey, if we do make it big and that motherfucker knocks on your door, take him to the bank, okay? Like, clean that motherfucker's closet. What else we got?
Well... Rant Radio has teamed up with Skull Crew News.
Dun, dun, dun!
As you know, Skull Crew News does an audio zine every day, Monday through Friday.
That's just so painful. I can't even grasp it. I can't
and they've been doing that. I was like, no, they're not going to keep up with it.
Nah, so I was like, good idea, guys. Good luck, motherfucker.
But
you
they have.
Die.
And I was going, well, if they keep up with it, I'll put them on the station. They become Rant Radio News.
Wow, they've been doing that now for like a long time.
Yeah, months and months and months.
Months and months and months. That's some powerful shit.
So right now it's playing once a day. Next week, I'll put in more into rotation, so you can catch it at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time if you want to hear the news on Rant Radio, which is very cool, and we usually go back and forth.
How cool is that?
It's very, very cool.
How cool is that? Maybe if somebody talks nice to me, I'll do one. That'd be really funny. I'd like to do one. One.
Yeah.
I'd like to do one.
One. Hear
one
that, everyone?
One. Cool. That's all you got?
Yeah.
What do we got in the way of music tonight?
We have got Assemblage 23 off their new album. Let me just check what their new album is. It's new album Defiance, and this song's called Maps of Reality.
That's it.
Very,
one song.
Very cool. Shut the hell up.
We don't have any. We don't have any other songs like no listener feedback songs or nothing.
No. Nope. Not at all. Unfortunately, everyone's been very busy doing other things. You bastards. You.
Well, I want to listen to some Rob Zombie.
Okay, I'll find some Rob Zombie.
Yeah, we'll see if we can find something from something.
Something from something.
I'd like to get some...
Something from something.
Yeah. I am the one. I'll take him on. Yeah, okay, whatever, Rob. Yeah, I like Rob, though.
Oh, yeah.
His movie's coming out.
It's consistent.
House of a Thousand Corpses. House of a Thousand Corpses.
And I'm sure many people listening will go see that because it's their kind of movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a WOG movie, man.
We'll make it a movie night.
Just so they can stand up in the theater at some point and go, gun store! Oh, the car is broken down. Isn't that odd? Gun store! That's exactly
There's
that.
There's a house on the hill in the fog.
Yeah.
Let's go there and ask for help.
You know, I mean, give me a
What break. Was that noise? Oh, I fell and broke my shoe.
I broke my shoe? Yeah, that's the reason why we don't do radio drama. Okay, so...
I'm not the writer.
No, in fact, you're not. if you were, someone would fall and break their shoe. That's why you're a pretty industrial singer. I don't have any mascara. dun, 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 dun. What? Okay, is that it? So we're going to play that and we're going to see if we can find some zombie?
Yep.
Cha.
And then there's like...
And then we've got
10 hours of news.
I've got so many links, guys.
So many.
Oh, my God.
Be prepared.
Oh, just
be
sick.
Very prepared.
Sick stuff. All right, so we'll be back in a bit.
We'll be right back. listening to the best industrial on the net. You're listening to Rant Radio.
The wheels of this Mustang is floating on the highway like a slug of 45. He's gripping the wheel, it's not a white one he can desire. 400 horsepower, massive performance, piercing the night. This is black sunshine.
That's right, we're back, yes, and it's time for more of the news. And fucking hang on, guys, because we're going to go absolutely crazy about this shit. Some links for tonight's show off of our partners in crime, Skull Crew Labs. Yes, the DOE fires whistleblowers at the Yucca Mountains Nuclear Waste Facility. I wonder if that Nuclear Mountain Waste Facility did anything with shipping nuclear waste to, say, northern B.C., where a bunch of spiders are. Government cover-ups. These guys raised concern about nuclear waste facility and were fired and relocated. Not that I can say I'm really surprised by that, but there's the link regarding that. I mean, if you're going to blow the whistle, you may as well assume that, I mean, you get off lucky, especially in today and age, if all you get is fired, and you don't get
yes.
up, and if you get up dead, okay, because that's what happens. You wind up getting dead because these companies kill you. Multinational corporations kill you because we all know they work for dark agents, you know, the Nine Sacred Council. But anyway, what do we got here? Also from Skulker, we got 100 Naval Academy computers were seized. 100 Naval Academy computers were seized.
Yes, this wonderful story.
For downloading music, nearly 100 computers were confiscated from a Naval Academy after it was discovered they were downloading music. Court martials and expulsions are likely.
They are given these computers when they sign up to the Naval Academy.
That's right.
And they sign a contract not to put anything illegal on them.
But they put MP3s on them, so we're going to fuck your life. That's right. You get to have your life absolutely screwed. So thank you, Skull Crew Labs, for pointing out that, yes, in fact, the George Orwell state is completely here. In keeping with the George Orwell state, before I get really, really hardcore, let's go nutty into conspiracy news, which is what I'm going to call all political news now, because it may as well be conspiracy news, because holy cow, guys, what else are you going to call it? From Justin sent me a wonderful Scientology link, which you know that I'm loving this, and I didn't put the link on here. Oh, God, I hate it when I do that. He sent me
what
this.
What was it?
It was, damn it, I can't believe I didn't put the link on the show format.
It's not there.
Scientology, I'll tell you about it, okay? It seems that in England, someone can find this, but someone, Scientology in England is trying to have Scientology taught as part of the school curriculum in England, in the UK.
Why?
as part of religious education.
Do they have other religions?
They have Christianity, they have Muslim and stuff like that. The problem is, though, is that Scientology is not a religion. You see, it's a brainwashing cult.
Yes.
So they want to have the Moonies taught, and they also want to have Scientology taught. As, I mean, I don't mind if they teach that, but just let me teach the class.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make sure they teach it the right way.
Yeah,
it's good that they're taught that there is Scientology exists and that it's evil.
But all they have to do then is then wait for one teacher to speak out against it, then they sue the school, a teacher loses his job, and then no one will ever speak out about
it. It's copyrighted.
That's right. So, no, screw that. Wiggle Pelfy sent me some good links here, too. Here are just a few of the news stories, and he sent me a great Flash animation about the... my gosh, I got like this really weird air thing going on in my life right now. Oh, it's been poisoned! The interaction awareness...
it's water!
Flash animation. Yes. That's probably because I'm not drinking dark pepper. I'm slowly dying.
The water's killing you.
Yes. The total information awareness flash animation, which we've now posted, have we?
Yes, we have.
Cool. Next, we have from the Libertarian Party. Let's hit that link real quick. And this is all has to do with the Homeland Security Act, which is now in law, and we're all essentially horribly, horribly, horribly screwed. Let me vows to continue campaigning against Total Information Awareness Program. The Total Information Awareness Program, by the way, for everyone who's not keeping track, is the part where they make the huge database that keeps track of everything in your life so that, you know, the Council of Nine can go and, like, completely rock your world. Yeah.
Great name, too.
Council of Nine?
No. Well, the Total Information Awareness.
Yeah, that too.
Total Information Awareness.
Yeah.
We will know everything about you.
No, I'm sorry.
Once you submit it to Microsoft on our online webpage.
And then we've got Total Idiotic Americans have this link here. I hate this new fucking word program where you have to, like, you can't do anything.
It's for your own good, really.
Yeah, I have to control the shift. I mean, don't they know that we're going to be using this for, wow, what's up with your connection, dude? Your connection.
It's you.
Is it? Is that the same link?
You're the one who clicked on that one. Yeah, do the other one. No, it's not the same link.
Oh, from Libertarian. Oh, totally idiotic awareness. I see. I was screwed up there. This one here is Total Idiotic Americans. And
the computer's really slow because it's encoding real time.
Ah, I see. Totally. The official seal of the Pentagon's new Total Information Awareness Act bears a spooky eye above a pyramid. You know the one that's on the back of $1 bill peering at the globe. The fact that the TIA is quietly funded under the auspices of Bill creating a new Department of Homeland Security suggests that a mission vital part of the war on terrorism. But Europe and Asia, the two main continents in Eastern Europe, which appeared on the TIA logo, are not in fact its principal targets. You are, which is interesting. Yeah, the two prominent continents on the globe in the picture are Europe and Asia.
Right.
And this is even more about the information awareness, total information awareness ideas. So if you're not into that. And then they got another one from Common Dreams. I mean, everybody's on this. This gives the following links are all about...
It's good that it's getting so much media exposure.
I'm glad, but there's nothing they can do about it.
It's pretty tough, yeah?
Yeah. There's nothing they can do about it. And then they've got the concept of... the next one is all about how Big Brother's been around for a long time. And the Big Brother concept has always been around. I mean, you got to bear in mind that Manifest Destiny, the whole point of the United States wants to take over North America, and it's happening. In 20 years, Canada won't exist anymore, and people can whine and bitch about that all they want, but the fact remains that it's not. As a matter of fact, we're our own country in name only anyway. I mean, if they've got enough prison space in the United States right now to be able to put every Canadian in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it kind of...
We have pardoned everyone in jail in the United States, and Canadians are now illegal.
Yeah, so you're fucked. And I'm sure that I'd love to see the spin they put on that. Now, Soul Trance, who rocks Soxhors, my brother, has sent me a whole whack of links from the Guerrilla News Network. I don't know if you're familiar with the Guerrilla News Network, but these guys are great. This is what good media is all about. The Guerrilla News Network, they have lots of stories that I'm sure the guys at Skull Crew hit all the time. Very, very, very cool. Some of them here is like the CIA's use of drugs for funding covert ops. Tracking the covert history of the CIA's drug smuggling from Nicaragua to Arkansas and South Central Los Angeles, the Guerrilla News Network sheds light on the darkest secret of the agency, Operational Dictatorate. Cut to the ambient hip-hop loops of DJ Trekkie, Crack the CIA, features explosive footage of Mike Rupert's historical television confirmation with CIA director John Dutch, or Dutch, or whatever the fuck. This is one of the most intriguing articles from the site. It's absolutely awesome. Sheds a great deal of information on the topic. So just in case you're thinking that, you know, the American government is, you know, actually really, really nice people, no, they're killing kids in foreign countries to finance their black ops.
That's their job.
Yeah, and remember Big Blue? Yeah, Big Blue and the Nazis? Yeah, IBM and the Holocaust? Yeah, there's a book about it.
Uh-huh.
And Gorilla News did a thing on this as well. It's been over 50 years since Adolf Hitler took his life in a small underground bunker near Berlin. And while for many the Holocaust that he planned and executed against the Jewish population of Europe is a thing of the past, a dark chapter of our history that serves as a reminder for the man's inhuman potential. And from others, it is the subject of an unrelinquished sorrow and tireless investigation. I have a soft place in my heart for Nazi hunters.
Uh-huh.
You know the Jews who got out of the camp and they watched their whole family die and they're 8 years old and they've dedicated the rest of their lives to hunting down those Nazi fucks right
yes.
to the corners of the globe? I dig those people.
Has there been movies made about that?
Yeah, they're fucking hard ass.
I'd like to see one.
They are hard ass. Hi, I'm 12, and you made me stuff bodies of still alive people in ovens, and I burned my sister and my family so I could stay alive. But now the war's over, and I'm going to hunt you, and if I have to walk you through the gates of hell, I'm okay with that. Like, these people are just beyond hard. In the later camp that was... It is in the latter camp that we find Edwin Black, author of the Pulitzer Prize-nominated international bestseller, IBM and the Holocaust. Now, this book, I've seen it chapters as well. The book, which documents IBM's direct links to Hitler and his so-called final solution by providing the Third Reich with census machines and punch card technology, caused IBM to issue a formal statement claiming the Nazis controlled the operations of IBM Germany during the war. But Edwin's research shows that Thomas J. Watson, founder and president of IBM during the company's financial relationship with the Nazis, exercised more hands-on control of the operation than they care to admit.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, you know, Gerald Ford funding the Nazi Party. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They don't like to talk about that either. But, you know, fascism is great if you're an extreme capitalist. This extremely cool piece of media explaining how IBM offered the Nazis an easy way of documenting and determining the amount of Jews from Poland in Berlin, giving the easy ability to locate them and send them away at the very least. Very, very sick. Another link here about the most dangerous game. Another great, great thing in all conspiracy circles. If you don't know about MKUltra, you better learn, because we're going to see more and more of it as the Homeland Security Act comes into being. We're talking about using drugs for mind control, and it's not just something from conspiracy theories. It's something that really happens. Most dangerous game is the link, and most dangerous game traces the history of top secret CIA control operations MKUltra, from the covert importation of Nazi scientists at the end of World War II to the illegal brainwashing experiments conducted on the patients world-famous psychiatric researcher, Dr. Ewan Cameron. Cut to the pulsing hypnotica of Michel Akiyama. So they have a lot of really cool music and shit like that built in. Another cool piece on the CIA and Nazis using mind control techniques in both World War II America. That's right. And a lot of those Nazi scientists, by the way, came over to America for the science program. A lot of people don't know that. Yeah, and all Nazis got out of Germany on Vatican passports. That's another thing that people don't know, is that how did they get out of Germany? Well, because the Vatican, you know, well, shit, they were down with the Nazis. You're killing the Jews. Jews are the fucking Christ killers anyway. Fucking wax them.
My enemy's enemy is my friend.
You betcha. And after all, you know, if the Roman Catholic Church didn't side with the Nazis, they would have burned that fucking place to the ground. Personally, I wish they had. Because at least then the Roman Catholic Church wouldn't be a fucking sellout.
I have an interesting TV show in the other room.
On?
On the experiments of LSD in the 1950s in Saskatchewan.
Oh, really?
And they told people, oh, it won't do anything to you. And these people are like, totally fucked. I haven't watched it yet, but
I'll tell you how it is.
A guy at work lent it to me. He taped it off TV.
Oh, wow. I'd like to see that. Yeah, well, here, have about 50 hits of acid.
Let's see what it does.
Yeah, here's, I have a shot glass full of acid. Woo!
Oh, it wrecked your brain.
Yeah, you're gone.
Zip, 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 pee.
So, you know, kind of interesting. In the interesting news bracket, out of the conspiracy news bracket, we have a jealous doctor held in China for poisoning. Chinese police have arrested the head of a nursery school on suspicion of poisoning 70 children and two teachers at a rival school on Monday.
A rival nursery school.
Aren't you kind of taking that sort of seriously? Huang Hu, a 30-year-old doctor, nut, was detained on suspicion of lacing food in school in southeast China with rat poison.
Mmm, tasty.
Mr. Hang opened his own school in Wuchang in October, but was reported jealous of his rival's success. This is like something out of a fairy tale. The incident followed a poisoning, September by a restaurant. You know, poisoners! Poisoners! Who said to be envious of his business rivals, the eastern city of Nanang. The state police daily newspaper said on Thursday that 5,090 people were affected by food poisoning in China in the first 10 months of this year.
A little extreme.
Yeah, that's a bit.
How about just make a better nursery?
Yeah, why don't you?
No, we're going to poison them.
Can't you just, you know, advertise? Anyway, when plants attack, modified crops, genetically modified foods. I know that this...
You got to like those.
GM foods really, really make you insane.
Why change them?
Yeah, they found something.
That's because you can copyright them.
No, not only that, but they found some just happened to be growing in the United States where they weren't supposed to be. I didn't find the link for it, but they've actually...
Yeah, that's another problem, too.
Yeah, they just kind of...
kill some. Okay, then they spread.
Yeah.
Because you can't kill them anymore.
But modified crops breed a toxic hybrid. Hey, that's great. Yeah. Crosses between genetically modified oilseed rape and wild relative products hybrid plants that are toxic to insects as the original crop. Though it's still unclear how such hybrids would fare in the wild, finding is likely to be seized by the environmentalists as proof that field trials of GM crops are unsafe. So, let me get this straight. You're going to take stuff that's food and make it toxic. That's a good idea.
But only for the insects.
Yeah.
And we haven't tested it much.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, if it kills bugs, I mean, we can all start raid, right?
Oh, yeah. I do it every day.
Sure. Just in case you're wondering, with all this doom and gloom I normally report, we can win. Yes, it is possible. A small group of Spanish cyberpunks may have saved their country's internet cafes from being branded as gambling dens. The cyberpunks who gather at the site Cyberpunk, which is
a bad punk,
organized protests after discovering that Alberto Ruiz Gallardón, president of the community of Madrid, proposed a law that would classify Madrid's cyber cafes as casinos. Wired ran a thing on it, and it didn't work out for him, so I'm kind of pleased about that. What is this here? I'm high.
I don't know.
Oh, I know what this is. That's the link originally from Scientology.
Okay.
Because I moved it around.
So, there you go.
Yeah, that's the link where Scientology is being taught in schools. I'm just going to go there now. Load, you piece of shit. Now, Scientology could be taught in schools, and they're going on through here talking about it, so I'm like...
Surprised this story hasn't been pulled yet.
Yeah, pretty much, eh?
So, you can't use our name.
Yeah, you can't use anything. We'll sue you, the Church of Lawsuitology. Gobi sent me a whole whack of stuff. Here's an example of international squelching of bush bashing. This means that people all over the world don't like running these stories that, bash Bush. I hope this doesn't reflect any possible censorship from the BBC News, but it's pretty much the only place I thought I could get unbiased current events. And this is how people are starting to say, no, don't talk bad about the deity. I'm sorry, the president. Don't talk bad about him.
President of the world?
That's bad. Yeah, don't do that. Don't speak badly of the bully or he'll come over here and slap us. Another international story of violation of privacy. China has blocked foreign sites such as Google and BBC's World Service site, has begun arresting anyone caught viewing banned material.
Oh, man.
Did you look at Google? You're going to jail. The crazy thing is, according to Amnesty International, U.S. companies have provided the technology for China's censorship of the web.
Yeah.
Accused companies include Microsoft, Sun Microsystems, and Cisco, helping put Chinese people in jail for looking at the web.
Because that's evil.
Because that's bad.
You're going to hell.
I'm sorry. There's filling a business need, and then there's contributing to hell. Sort of like the IBM Holocaust. I don't think that's really filling a need. I think you're going to hell. So if you want to risk your immortal soul for a couple dollars, you go right the fuck ahead. And finally, in tech news, biologists believe that bacteria found in springs of sulfuric acid could lead to the development of nanotechnological self-assembly computer chips that are brewed like beer. I mean, shit, you can't go wrong.
Self-assembling.
Yeah. So that's that's all well and good.
Is it?
It's all well
and
good.
All well and good.
But we got a lot of stuff that's going on here. That's stuff that you can see going around the world, but there's a lot of stuff that's been happening in the world that's been freaking me out.
Stuff you don't see.
Stuff you don't see. Stuff that should be in the news, but it's not. Like, would someone please explain to me what the fuck is going on with all these lost cities we're finding? You know? This year?
Yeah.
Every week. I mean, you know, okay,
finding
one thing,
lost cities?
They're finding lost cities all over the goddamn place. There's lost cities everywhere, which makes me kind of wonder about...
Really?
Oh, yeah. Hundreds of them. They're finding, like, wads and wads. Well, maybe not hundreds, but they're finding tons of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, for example, now, everyone knows about Atlantis. And here's a website here which talks about Atlantis at land.org. And now these guys, now, whenever you start dealing with the Art Bell crowd... You know, these wishy-washy kind of Mel's Hole motherfuckers who, you know, wander around, you know, talking about, you know, stuff. You know, they get very ethereal in the world. It's an okay place.
They don't really give specifics, and they're all over the place.
Yeah, and the Atlanteans were peace-loving people. I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
They're conquered?
No, I don't know, but there's nothing else in nature. It's about conflict.
Yeah.
It's about big things eating smaller things. Okay? So... peace is an entirely human concept. I think that anything that's out there in these lost cities was probably destroyed by something or someone or some race of some creatures that just ate them or did something to them. Like, everyone's all going on about these peoples who just vanished. The whole civilization vanished. Why would they do that? Probably because they got harvested by some weird, weird-ass race. Very, very weird stuff.
Yeah, it's hard to explain all at once. Gone.
Like, for example, Ubor.
Ubor?
Not just Uber this, Uber that, but there was a city called Ubor, which got eaten up in a giant sandstorm. The whole city just went, oop, gone. The major export of this city was frankincense, in fact. And the way they found it was by satellite photographs, where they saw all these pathways that led to this big section of sand, where there was nothing there, but there's all these ancient pathways that lead to it. So they call in, and sure as shit, they find, like, this city swallowed up by the sand.
Wow.
Now, when a whole city fucks off into the sand, that makes me go...
But pathways all around it leading to it.
Yeah, so that makes me go, why did this city get swallowed? Oh, well, it's just a freak of nature. Really, awful lot of freaks of nature. Just recently this week, a new lost city was found in Nicaragua. And then, coupling with that, there are more lost cities and temples that are in Peru than anywhere in the world. They don't even have names for them all. They just fly overhead, they see these temples, and they're like, oh, well, just give that one a number. They got like 85372.
Whoa.
Temple on a mountaintop.
That's amazing.
Yeah, when I get some money, when I get some money, what I'm going to do is I want to go to some of these.
Yeah.
Some film crew, go there.
Because they just don't have enough time to go to even a portion of them, right?
I do. I'm going to go there.
Yeah.
I'm going to raid the temples, plunder said goom, and I'm going to put it on eBay. That's what's going to happen. I am going to screw you in your archaeological digs, because no one really cares about archaeology anyway. We just want the good stuff. We want the gold.
We want the gold.
We want the booby traps. Think about what this could mean. It doesn't mean shit, guy. It means I'm putting it on eBay. That's what it means. More than that, another buried city has been found. The times of India. There's all sorts of cities been found all over India. Okay. And it kind of makes me go, isn't that kind of interesting? Also, we're going to skip one here. We're going to go to... I don't know how that one wound up there. Oh, I know what that has to do with it. Was that Godzilla's hometown? A lost city was found off the coast of Tokyo.
Hmm.
I mean, how many lost cities have we got here? And what are they all doing underwater?
Yeah.
Okay, this is getting a little bit weird.
Has water risen up that much?
Now, check this out. A corpse washed up on shore the other day in England.
Okay.
Okay, no big deal. Detectives investigated...
All the time.
Detectives investigated discovery of human remains on the beach of Hampshire.
Yep.
But the corpse is more than 100 years old.
That's a long time to survive in the water.
Now, you want to explain to me how something, a corpse that's over 100 years old, washes up on the shore. There's something going on here. Okay, how
either
does that
it isn't
work?
100 years old, or it's been stored for 100 years somewhere under the water.
Or something. I don't know what's happening there. More than that, you always hear about lost cities. What about these islands that now an island's rising? Apparently, there's an island that's coming back up in Cuba. It surfaced before in, I think it was the 1800s, because I actually did some research on this. But now it's coming back up again. A volcanic island submerged off the coast of Sicily for the past 170 years could reappear in the coming weeks if the furious seismic rumblings continue. Today's chief seismologist said Monday. I wonder if that corpse that just showed up had anything to do with that.
He's warning us.
No,
Sicily is coming.
No, but if there's these earthquakes and things are getting jostled...
Things are going to come up.
Maybe things could come up. I don't know. I don't know enough about
cities, dead people.
I don't know. We've seen that Ituna erupting, seismic activity in the northeast of Sicily, gas active around the Aeolian Islands. Head of Italy stands... Blah, 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 blah. I read about it. It's cool. Okay. More than that, okay, we've got, you know, photos now of the underwater city they found in Cuba.
See, that's what I like. Photos.
Oh, yeah.
You can actually see them.
More than 2,000 feet beneath the surface in total blackness, the vessel towed a boombox-sized sonar on an electronic tether, pulsing sound waves, and the sonar sketched a picture of the sea bottom, computer screen of Ulysses far above. Now, this is...
Wow, I'm getting a T-shirt with that on it.
Yeah, it's... I mean, okay, come on. Yeah, it's not, you know... It's not backlit and everything.
No.
I can't Photoshop. It's not. But the point is...
Something's there.
Okay, why are there all these sunken cities? What? The oceans haven't changed that much, guy.
Not that much. So they all of a sudden sunk.
Now, it's funny.
Right.
I was doing a little bit of research.
They were dragged under.
No.
Too big.
No. Yeah. I was doing some research on the flood. The big flood.
Okay, the big flood. Yes.
The big flood. Okay, now, the Bible calls it Noah's flood.
Yes.
And then the Sumerians, the Babylonians, they have a theory on this flood, too. Theory goes something like this. Now, these guys wrote a book a while back, and it talks about it. I'm going to paraphrase all this shit. National Geo just did a thing on it. Okay. Bottom line is this. The Black Sea, which is toxic, by the way. There's nothing alive in the Black Sea.
Hence black.
Well, actually, there's like 1,000 feet. there's like 1,000 feet of like living water that's teeming with fish and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But below that, it's all like acidic. Like, there's nothing alive down there.
Oh, wow.
So, like, would ships stay intact? Like, nothing eats
like,
them?
Perfect.
Yeah. It's like the Black Sea.
Like, not even little microscopic
nothing.
Things.
Nothing. It's
wow.
dead. The place is fucking toast. Wow. Okay, so I was like, wow, watching this. And they're going along, and they found proof of a dwelling at the bottom of the Black Sea. So this, what they're saying is that there was this lake in the Black Sea, and the water level shifted as the Ice Age ended. But because the Black Sea was landlocked, the oceans raised, the Black Sea stayed low, and then all of a sudden it crested, yeah. came over, carved Bush. A wedge, and over a period of like 2 months, the Black Sea raised like 500 meters.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, and these people would have to run continuously. They worked it out. They said that it would be raising about a meter every day. So you'd have to run for like 4 weeks to escape
yeah.
the water.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and this flood would be so monumental and so horrendously, hugely, sickly big
yeah.
that it would be etched in people's memories for all time.
Right.
Now, that would explain how this flood was, you know...
Right, the big flood,
the
right?
Big, the big flood. Yeah. And there's a story about a dude who has received some sort of, you know, premonition about it, and he built a boat and saved his family and stuff. Okay. But...
Well, there's always some nut out there who's ready for anything.
Yeah, you betcha, with his Becker Patrol pack.
That's
but,
right.
I mean, somebody had their AWOL back.
I got my tinfoil in my head, they're coming.
Further proof that you need Rant Radio.
That's right.
But to be honest with you...
Bringing
I mean,
paranoia
What
home.
Are all these... What's up with the sunken cities?
Yeah.
What is up
with
that?
Very strange.
I mean, if there was only one or two, I mean, that's okay, but well, why are they sinking? Why are they sinking? Another thing that gets me, because, you know, you think about sunken cities, you think about, you know, one. You know, think about Atlantis. You know.
Right, the one, the big one.
What's with all these sunken cities? Now, another thing that gets me is, like, the big Sasquatch.
Yeah.
All right? Now, the thing with the Sasquatch is there's been a recent sighting here.
Big, hairy, scary monsters all over the world.
Well, no, the thing is that, I mean, they're not really scary monsters. Now, interesting thing about the Sasquatch, they're these big, hairy apes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I've got a bit of a theory about the Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to lay this one on you here. Now, before actually I'm going to get into my theory.
They're outcast gamers.
No, they're not. They're
just let their beard grow.
They're Linux. In down the States, in the big Cypress Trail Lakes campground, they're actually called skunk apes in the United States. Because apparently, Sasquatch are known to stink like shit. Like they're really they smell fucking bad.
Okay, yeah. Well, no toilet paper and hair all over
the
place.
Well, they're really really brutal. So here's a link in Big Cypress Trail Lakes. Okay, and they talk about the skunk apes, and then you go further down in the wonderful world of Hoosiers in Bloomington. Okay. They have reports of these creatures that have been seen last few years as well, also fitting the Sasquatch.
Okay.
Okay. And in the Amazon, among Amazon Indians, legends such a creature of forest-like tropical abominable somas never photographed or captured. Okay. They call it the Mangpingari or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And one person such as Joe Abate Avado says he saw a Mangpingari 20 years ago after a 45-day canoe ride from the nearest village.
Okay. You don't say. 45-day canoe ride.
Now, the thing that gets me...
I was going for a fast for 20 days, and then I saw this vision.
No. He's out doing some hunting, and he sees this big fucking ape. Now, they're in the Amazon. They're in the United States. They're obviously up here in B.C.
Yeah.
Now, the odd thing here is, check this out. They found some rare apes on an island. Now, they got photographs of it and shit like that. They're a rare type of orangutan, okay? But the fact remains that they're a primate that no one's ever seen before.
So, not too rare to find new species, yeah.
Yeah, but, okay, work with me here, Sim. Work with me here. Let's say we find the Sasquatch.
Okay.
Okay? We find the Sasquatch. We get one.
Yeah.
Science gets a hold of it. We discover that the Sasquatch is, in fact, the big bridge, the big kahuna bridge between us and the ape.
Okay.
Okay? What does that mean?
Christians go insane.
Yeah. And what's North America founded on? Oh, Christian values.
Yes.
That's right. More than that, what's going to happen?
Conspiracy.
No, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? BC, we discover the Sasquatch. What happens? Well, we get one. It's sure as fuck going to be endangered right off the top.
People will start invading here and looking for more of them. And
yeah, and what else is going to happen? What's going to not happen? We're not cutting down no more trees, are we?
No, it'd be an endangered area.
That's right. And the forestry services would be fucked.
Yes, they would be.
Because we wouldn't be allowed to cut down any more trees. The economic damage of finding a Sasquatch would be huge. So now we got a twofold. We got this creature, which is neither man nor ape, which is going to fuck our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to destroy our forestry resources. So I am more than certain that there's a Sasquatch body somewhere on ice.
Yeah.
Oh, I promise you it's out there. But the powers that be, just like every other invention that stops people from, saves people time, but costs these big companies money.
Yeah.
Big companies are squashing a Sasquatch. It's a squash Sasquatch. That's what it is. I'm here to tell you.
Think so?
Yeah, I do. I really
do. The Christian loggers.
It's the Christians and the loggers. It's the Christian loggers.
Yes, it is.
It is.
It's the Christian loggers that are suppressing the Sasquatch.
Now, more than that, though, I've seen increasing that's theory A.
Yes.
Theory A. Theory B is I've seen an increasing familiarity of Sasquatches attacking people. You read reports of them hucking rocks and stuff, getting all the Neanderthal. True. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't want some 10-foot-tall orangutan coming over rip my fucking arms off.
No, not really. They're pretty strong.
Suck my ass. And they're vengeful, too. A guy shot one. There's a report in BC of a guy who shot one, fell into a river, couldn't find the body. Of course.
Of course.
And then went back to their cabin, and all his buddies showed up, and they did a big drive-by with rocks and shit. They were all seriously, they were throwing rocks through the roof of his house and everything. It tripped them all out. But that was their story. Nobody got a picture, of course.
A lot of beer drinking, huh?
Well, the thing that gets me is you're inside, and you got these rifles. I personally would be fucking...
They're hunters. What the hell's going on?
There'd be some dead-ass Sasquatch
like cowering
outside.
In the corner, right?
I'd be fucking cowering. 10-foot ape hucking rocks at me? Fucking A. But, if I got to have me some ammo, I'd be doing
You'd be
some
loading up.
Another thing that gets me is that there's a big rise in witch doctor cults in England.
In England?
Yeah, no
that
shit.
That wouldn't seem like the place... That witch doctor's going to hang out.
Check it out. There's a lot of weird voodoo shit going on. If you do some stuff, if you do some research over there, you see there's a lot of witch doctor shit. They fished this kid out of the river in England, and the kid had been ritually murdered, and they wrapped him in this ceremonial shawl and pitched him in the river. Isn't that odd? Yet we don't hear about that. Something that severe. You got to know that
Pretty
there's
crazy.
Lesser stuff going on there, too.
Oh, yeah. That's just the stuff they're finding, right?
That's just stuff they're finding. But what about the lesser stuff where they're not just killing people? What about the people when they're skinning cats or taking homeless people? Quite often, the cults, what they do is they breed their own victims, eh? They have their ritualistic orgies, and then the women get pregnant, and they take the babies, and then they skin them.
I've heard of that.
They boil the fat off their bodies, make little candles.
It makes good soap.
Yeah, it would, yeah. Pudgy little fucking kids. But it's true. It's true. And I'm like... So when people stand around, they're like, what do? I investigate the paranormal. Where's your body armor? I'm here to tell you.
That's right, yeah.
I think there should be a whole new standard. Of people investigating the supernatural.
Yeah.
Screw these assholes on the cover of that spider investigation. No. You can tell them. They're from the university. But anybody shows up from Rant Radio, they better have a Becker Patrol pack, a great big fucking knife, and a shotgun, baby. Loaded with dragon breath rounds.
Do you have your bedroll? Your two shiny boots?
Do you have your bedroll? Two shiny books. $150 for your own burial. Do you have a Kukri? You better believe it, baby. Because there is no way on God's green earth that any one of the logs would wind up looking for some witch doctor with a Zippo lighter going, is that you, Margaret? No. Thwack. Logs don't do that. People who listen to Rant Radio don't do that. And my friends do not do that. We will throw fire and all. Whoop, there it is. Woo! Look, there's tunnels under the city. Really? Ranger? Down the hole we go. Yeah, fuck you. Incidentally, I found a really cool book. I'm going to give it to my father-in-law.
Oh, yeah?
I haven't read it yet because that's really ignorant to it. It's called Dogs of War.
Uh-huh.
Or War Dogs, I think it is. Yeah, War Dogs. Yeah. And it's all about dogs in combat.
Very cool.
And
he's into dogs.
Well, he is, yeah. And I think it's cool, too, but they got a really awesome picture on the cover of this pit bull with a medal on around his neck like a collar, and he looks like I'm the biggest badass on the planet.
He's so cool.
But apparently during Vietnam, and I was thinking about this, I'm like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, but in Vietnam, which is some fucked up shit happened in Vietnam in a weird sort of supernatural way.
Yeah.
I'm going to refer to it as the supernatural because it doesn't just mean occult. It just means supernatural. There's something going
Things
on there.
That aren't normal.
Things that are not normal. It's extraordinary. Extraordinary sounds gay, though. So
yeah,
we got to make it supernatural. But anyway, apparently what they would do is that the tunnels of Chu Chi and stuff like that, Viet Cong fucking hated dogs. Hated them. Hated them. Because, well, they smell all the booby traps. Right off.
Oh, yeah. They know right away.
They know where all the tunnel entrances. Oh, yeah. The dogs find it now. So there was a bounty in Vietnam on dog trainers and their dogs.
Whoa.
I didn't know that. But I was thinking about that. I'm like, yeah, it makes sense. Could you imagine that? There you are, little guy. Some zipper head shoots somebody, bang, down the hall. But he goes, yeah, you think so? I'm going to drop a 35-pound set of jaws.
It'll be on you before you get your gun.
Like, and you, I don't care how fast you can crawl through that tunnel, that fucking dog is coming for you.
Feel like an alien.
And I'm sorry, getting chewed up in a tunnel underneath the ground by a giant pit bull who's pissed off you shot his owner, that's a rough way to check out. I don't care who you are.
Don't even need to feed the dogs.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It'll just chew on you.
Wow. The dog would have like some serious bloodlust going on there. That's a little bit. Now, another thing that makes my spider sense tingle is there's a guy in Spain. I believe it's Spain. Am I in Spain? In the path? Blah, 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 blah. I think it's Spain.
Okay.
No, Rome. No, which is close. Who runs a fertility clinic in Rome. This dude has very close to cloning a baby. He's got a cloned baby and it's nearing birth.
Okay.
It's in its 33rd week.
It's getting there.
Where he's cloned a baby. Yeah. Spider sense is tingling.
Yep.
Spider sense is tingling because you know who's watching that? The Elohim.
Yes, they are. They're very interested in that. And they say they're doing it right now.
That's right. Yeah.
But these guys seem to be ahead of it because I'm sure the Elohim would be like right in front page going, yo, we did it. We did it. We did it. We're first.
That's right. So
the race is on.
Yeah, that kind of makes me go a little bit strange there. A little bit strange there. Remember last couple weeks ago I was talking about cannibals?
Yeah.
Cannibals and people. Well, there's more cannibals going on. Yes,
tasty
in Hyderabad.
Tasty people.
Yes, 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 yes. What can be termed as an advanced form of Vanamati or Sifi Ilm, members of a nameless sect. How Lovecraft is this? It's on the news. Members of a nameless sect have made eating human flesh part of their pujas, which is this weird fucked up Indian prayer, that they perform to find hidden treasures. Okay. I don't know if you've seen Dagon, but I've seen Dagon. And in the movie Dagon, you pray to the god and he gives you gold.
Yeah.
Now you're eating dead people and you're getting gold for it. How making packs with dark gods is that?
Pretty.
The human flesh comes in a package along with other articles required for a special puja. The Svenarji, I don't know who these assholes are a pack. The Svenarji's name is Package, as the package is called, which includes a 100-gram piece of roasted human flesh, is reportedly supplied to members of the sect through some agents in Hyderabad. Then there's some big, huge fucking Indian word here, like Mas To Sangri Ki Sathai Atihai. In the flesh comes with the Samagri. The flesh that comes with the Samagri. Bodri is a member of the secret cult told the Times of India. So, apparently, this dude said, yeah, we're eating people. Yeah,
Right out in the open.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do it.
We be eating people.
We're getting a gold.
We be getting gold and eating people. Now, remember in the past, it is possible. Now, this is something else, too. Is that did you know that it is possible to get scared to death?
A heart attack.
No.
If you're scared too much?
No.
Okay, how do they die?
Well, here's the link. Okay. You have to read it. But, yeah, apparently, it's entirely possible that you can be scared to death.
A death from something. Your heart stops.
Well, I think it's probably shock.
Yeah.
And this is a big medical report about how it works and how you can actually be scared to fucking death. And I remember that there was a hotel room in New York that what was happening is everyone who slept in the hotel room wound up dead, and they found them with these contortions of terror on their face. Years later, after they changed it down, they found that there was a hole. It used to be a lavatory which led down to the sewers.
Yeah.
After they sealed that sewer up, no more problems.
Oh, really?
But apparently someone's coming
that's
up from the sewers
really
and scaring
scary.
These people to death. Yeah, very strange. Something else is scary. I want to talk about... Now, I don't like using the term Cthulian because that's a fictitious thing. But this is something that makes me go, whoa now. Easy now. What's up with the sponge fungus attaching itself to everything alive and killing it?
Sponge fungus.
Yeah, check out the picture. This is some tasty shit. This is some good stuff. How about we get some weird spore-like fungus that floats around in the water, attaches to everything alive, and eats it?
That's crazy.
Yeah, now there's a bioweapon going on. I don't know what's going on
there. That's
nasty.
I wouldn't want that on my face. Face-hugger kind of thing happening.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. That's a little bit trippy. Now, remember I was talking about a wallet?
Yeah.
And now I'm going to post
the Uber wallet.
The biggest link ever in the IRC. Yes, this is in fact...
Be prepared for the
biggest link ever. Wah. This is the wallet I'm getting.
Let's make sure it actually works.
Well, it will. It should.
Yep.
Yeah, it does. This is the Spec Ops wallet.
Oh, my God.
it's mighty.
It is.
It's just a wallet, though.
Large.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
I'm allowed.
Money, keys,
passport.
Credit cards.
It's
passport.
A mini AWOL bag in itself, but technically I can carry it. See, now that's okay.
I love their name. T-H-E Wallet.
Yeah.
The Wallet.
Which
Tactical
is,
holds everything.
You betcha, man. You betcha. Now, here's another interesting theory. You want to talk about, we were talking, this is in the gadgets section of the show, by the way.
Okay, we've moved into the gadgets. I caught on.
Now we're going to check this out. Japan's working on, check this out, VR communications, which stimulate all five of your senses. Not just are you able to see the person, you can smell them.
Smell-o-vision!
You can probably taste them and touch them.
Taste and
well.
Touch. Well, they've had touch. They have it all, right? They just have to put it all together.
But I wonder if you could have digital rape then. What
sure,
if somebody
set
could,
it up.
What if somebody right. could, like, phone you, get control of your system, and all of a sudden be touching you? Very odd.
Reach
very,
for the plug.
Very odd. I don't know. Very strange.
No, they're controlling your hands. They're preventing you from touching the plug.
If you're wearing a bodysuit.
It's a movie of the week.
What if you're wearing a bodysuit?
Yeah.
I mean, this is not that far out. I mean, you're people, right? But, I mean,
that's
it's
true.
Interesting, though. Five-sense communication. Very, very cool idea, though. I'd like to follow that, see where that's going to go.
Make sure you get the source code.
And, of course, the ultimate gadget, a shovel. Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Favorite weapon of all movies.
Yes. A guy tried to rob another guy in a campsite. The dude picked
no
up a shovel
way.
And beat him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He fucked him up with his shovel. He broke his collarbone.
Campfire melee results in injuries. Felony charges.
Yeah. A dude picked up a shovel. And
the shovel is mighty.
Why the shovel is the weapon of choice. You know, right next to the shotgun, the shovel's right there. You know what I mean? Because they're so useful.
It's handy. It's light. It's got
they're
a sharp edge.
So useful.
You can swing it.
I gotta find a good tactical
reach.
Shovel. That's what I need to get. DARPA. You remember those guys who gave us the internet? Yeah, they're working on a HAL. Remember 2001?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the living computer that, you know, will eventually come alive and take everything apart. We may soon find out whether that's true. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, is accepting research proposals to create the first system that actually knows what it's doing. A cognitive system, DARPA envisions, would reason in various variety ways and learn from experience and adapt to surprises. Adapt to surprises. It would adapt to surprises. Department of Military, adapt to surprises. It would be aware of its behavior and explain itself. It will be able to anticipate different scenarios and predict the plan for novel futures. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. I really want
sounds like
that.
Fun.
Yeah. Sounds like a piece
let
of tech
it loose.
That I want to have running around. Yeah. Now, another piece of cool tech. Now, I don't know if this one's cool.
Okay.
But it's a Palm Pilot that fits on your wristwatch.
That's pretty small.
Yes,
how
but
functional can that be?
It's very functional because you
oh,
can
wow.
you can
they've
put and it
changed,
doesn't
they've changed it a bit.
And it doesn't look gay. And
that's pretty damn cool actually.
And check this out, it's got a wireless keyboard that you can program your watch from the wireless
oh,
keyboard.
Wow.
Yeah, if you scroll down I think they might have a picture of it. No, they don't. They don't. But it's nope. very, very cool. There's a wireless keyboard that works with it, which
wow.
is tight. So, yeah.
Fossil wrist PDA.
Yeah, and it doesn't
cool
look
name.
Like a big clunky piece
no,
of
it
shit.
Doesn't.
It looks actually pretty slick.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
that's kind of neat.
And apparently, yes, we're still working on time machines.
Well, we will work on them till we're complete.
Gobi sent this in. Gobi sent the other one in. I can't actually remember who sent me this one. I'm sorry, whoever sent me this.
Is there a link?
No, or there's no link either, so I won't even bother going over it. La, la, la.
I'll find a link.
But physicists apparently found a... According to second law of thermodynamics, any isolated systems tends to grow more disorderly over time. Okay, this is kind of a wordy one.
Okay.
The fundamentalism of the messes in your sink only gets worse if you don't wash dishes. But Dennis Evans, a physicist from the Australian National University, has found that the second law can sometimes be forced to run backwards. To physicists, this is discovery equivalent to finding out that dishes wash themselves while you waited. I don't really understand this because really nosebleed math makes me like, you know, shit my pants. But,
yeah.
you know, there it is. I try to keep things, my math, down to things like what's my cyclic rate of fire and how quickly will I run out of ammo if I engage multiple targets.
Oh, I found it.
Did you?
Yep.
Well done, you.
Woohoo. Without even touching the keyboard.
You're a man. from Gobi, who sent me a ton of links this week, actually. He sent me a... Oh, wait. There's the link there. Huh. Man, well, my show phone. Sorry, guy. Here's a link to Time Magazine's best inventions of 2002. Among them are our first commercial use of nanotechnology, which is very, very cool.
Oh, really?
And spill protection fabric, and a survival tool that packs a hell of a lot of stuff into a very small package, ideal for traveling the wastelands of the after now. Let's have a quick look at that, because I want to see what that survival tool looks like. And I will pass judgment upon this multi-tool.
Whether you will survive with this or not.
Well, I'll tell you whether or not I think it's stupid.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh, what is this?
There's a lot of things here. Okay, which one are we looking for?
Complete list. What do we got? It's a multi-tool.
Home and safety.
Robots and tech,
medical
clothing,
and more.
Musical jacket, ultra casual, medical, more. Survival tool, right there. Two up from medical and more.
Okay.
Oh, that's gay. What is this?
Got a
thing?
Whistle, though. Come on.
You got a whistle on there. You got a little
compass.
Compass. You got a mirror. It's fucking queer.
And that's not great.
That thing's gay.
You could do better.
Sorry, your multi-tool licks bag. Go get a Leatherman Wave. Also, an article on space.com describing the first space testing of a beamed propulsion space travel. Utilizing focused beams of microwave energy to supplement the light boost of a solar sail apparatus. How spelljammer is that for all you gamers out there?
Very cool.
Earth, Moon, and Earth-Mars cargo transport might become much cheaper and easier by quite literally sailing there.
Right. I've heard of that.
That's pretty cool.
It is, yes.
That's pretty cool. Let's hope we don't run into any space cracking. And an article on Yahoo News, detained in widespread production of radiation-proof... An article on Yahoo News detailing the widespread production of a radiation-proof fabric that protects against more forms of radiation than traditional protective gear, like lead vests and a fraction of the weight.
Isn't this one we did 2 weeks ago?
Nope.
Radiation-proof suit?
Nope.
No? Okay.
No.
Maybe I did it last week.
It might be.
It might
have been, but this is kind of cool because if you couple that with the solar sail fabric and out in space... You know, we could all dress up like Bedouin monks and then sail through space.
Yeah.
Looking for space kraken.
What the hell, space kraken?
You know a kraken? Oh, man. You're brutal. A kraken's like a giant squid. They're those big, you know those big pictures you see in the woodcuts of the ship getting eaten by the giant squid?
Space kraken?
Yeah, they're called kraken.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have heard.
Kraken,
I've seen those.
Kraken. Totally kraken. Kraken. Okay. Media review. I got sent me this one by Dual Parallel, which is a comic called Empty Zone by Jason Alexander, a cyberpunk horror comic with unauthorized genetics, flesh mechanics, reanimation remote-controlled corpses used as hitmen, and some chilling irony. America's name under IMAX was unwittingly created by, of all things, a radio personality on a rant session. In a condensed definition, the DJ created the term empty zone, meaning militant technocratic zone. Cyberpunk at its best, and it will be enjoyable, obviously, that it is horror. So it's like a horror cyberpunk thing. Very, very, very cool.
Cool covers. Nice webpage.
Yeah, I'd like to check that out. They look expensive, though.
$10 an issue.
Wow.
That one's 12.
Is
it? Paperback, okay. 96-page paperback.
Wow.
Huh.
Empty zone, eh? Wow, I might want to pick that up. Anyone want to buy me that?
That's
you can send it to me.
Interesting stuff.
That'd be cool. I'd like to read that.
Or maybe they're comics and paperbacks and everything. It's all kind of crazy.
They look... I'd like to get the paperback, though. That'd be
okay,
fun.
Okay, some of them are cheap. Some of them are like $3.
I think the ones that are $3 are the comics.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Nice.
Very, very cool. Gotta like that. That Id Fungus, you should do some shit like that, guy. That'd be dope.
Yeah.
Actually, Id Fungus, wait out, because once I get my stuff going here... Because it's very close. Very, very close.
It's so close.
It's so close. And Id Fungus, I'm going to be using you. Yes, I will be exploiting you. And I don't care if you make money on it. Daily site check of the day. I don't have anything for you. Mess with the normals. Don't get any homework for you. Don't get any upcoming events. But I do have a digital baptism. Ruan, who sent in for a digital baptism. You are now known as Sickle Cell. Thanks for coming out. Dun, dun, dun. So, you can put numbers in there if you like. S1CLECELL. Sickle Cell.
There you go.
Kind of a cool name. I wanted to get away from all the usual hacker jargon shit. I thought I'd put a really sickle cell. Sounds like a nasty thing.
Sickle cell. Yeah, it does.
A special shouts out tonight to Gobi and to everyone else who happened to show up. I'm really, really happy. Glad to see Lieutenant Major Zombie in the house. I'm also glad to see Star Baby because I haven't seen her in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very cool.
Old people, new people. It's all
if
good.
You want to help people, special huge monster shouts out to Kexler, Id Fungus, and the Skull Crew guys.
Definitely.
Of course, you know, Nixter, all that crowd. Thanks so much, guys. You guys rule. I would like to say...
Everyone makes this show happen.
Yeah.
It's a community
effort. So very cool. If you want to help out the show and you're in the IRC right now, one of the... How many people we got there? We got 83 people in the show right now. If you want to help out, the number one thing you can do to help out the show and the station, everything, is to get two people hooked on the station. That's all you got to do. If everybody listening gets two people hooked on the station, man, we're rocking and rolling. And that's how it's got to work.
Just tell them the first one's free.
You betcha. Yeah. Everything after that is going to be...
You better tell them how to email us because we didn't tell them.
Oh, right. Yeah, if you need to get in touch with me or Sim, you can get Sim at info@rantradio.com.
Or Sean at theman@rantradio.com.
All one word, theman@rantradio.com.
No spaces.
No spaces.
All lowercase.
All lowercase. with little symbols. So, going through the IRC tonight, we got Obi-Wan Kenobi. Actually, it's Obi-Wan Gimp Nobi.
Obi-Wan Gimp Nobi.
And then there's Gimp Gong and use the Force Gimp. The Force is strong with this one. Then we got Xandad, Pyro, Alien Binary, Aliens Take Me, Ala Mode, Ala Non Zero, Alter Boy, Angelica Firestorm, Epoch, Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Burger Case, Cookie Mon, Copper Top, Counterstink, Kai 23, Dancing Monkey, Work, Delamorta, Delusion, Dr. Stromo, Durin Kenny, Gripper, God Money, Griffin, Guardian Super Chicken, Holy Hand Grenade, Kaisersalve. Kazuma, Kexler, Kindling Boy, Lentium, Lorax, Samurai, Zombie, a guy named Loser, Mary LaBelle, Version, Microcube, Mind Pirate, Mind Tree, Mr. Echo, Nebula, Neko, ZZZ, Neuro Homework, good for you, Fire.
Fire!
I wonder if that's Sapphire.
Fire.
No, Sapphire is different. So we have Fire, Psycho, Punk of Evil, Ratsputin, Rose. Hi, Rose. Sapphire, Server Monk, Ski, Shades, or Poopy Pants, Scavenger, Skull Crew Girl, Skull Crew Best Boy, Dolly Grip, Soab, Sulfonape, Spudle, Star Baby, Transistor. Wait, screw that up.
Tantrix,
Doughty Cheese. Good to see you, man. Technophile, The Bug, Templar Knight, Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost, Turmoil. The Hemeti, Wiggle Puppy, Whopper, Worka, White Gurkha, hey buddy, Xeno Girl 14, who I've seen her before, Yerky, Zertri, Soul Trance, Entry Kit, and Pyro's thing that I always say anyway. I would like to give a special shout out to Soul Trance, actually.
Okay.
Because a while back, a lot of people don't think I actually look at the IRC, and a while back, Soul Trance was going off about how much he really liked the Bloodstained Rabbit.
Good.
Yeah, but it's nice when someone I don't know says that. Because
rather than your friends.
If they, really good,
well,
Sean.
If they put it in the IRC, it's what they think.
Yes.
That's one of the reasons why I like the IRC. Like,
yes, it's spewing of people's minds on the page.
There is going to be a website coming out where I'm going to start putting my books up, and my new one is going to be going.
Very, very cool.
I'm not going to look at the IRC when I talk about it, because after a week later, they're going to get in the IRC and they're going to rape the book. I know they are. They're going to be like, whatever, what you mean by me? And I'll go cry in the corner. Yeah, they will.
They'll go cry in the corner.
Well, you know, you put 4 years of your life into something. It's pretty
my huge. Heart and soul.
But I'd be really, really interested to see what art's coming out of that. That's something I'll probably find to be the most rewarding shit I've done on my radio in a long, long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very cool. Special shouts once again to the absolute fucking psycho Templar Knight who spent way too much money on I just about shit my pants when Rose showed up in my work. Rose and Worka come down to my work from time to time, and they show up down there, and they're like, hi Sean, and I'm like, wow, hi. They go, you know, the mic's up to $127, and I'm like, what? No. And
Sean
then like,
shits his intestine.
Oh man, I was just like, oh man, that's so bad.
I can get off this
so
mic.
Bad.
I hate this mic. I hate it. There's no treble.
Oh, that's
sounds like
so bad. I was just like, wow. But anyway,
Bottom line,
thanks so much, guys, for sticking around and actually thinking that the show is worth, you know, fuck all. So
you even returned
so
after I did a horrible job last week.
Well. Push with a cocky guy. Eh? Anyway, always remember, guys, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, you weren't ever there. Where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it. So pack the flamethrower.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you've found, and you're scared shitless 'cause evil abounds. Come join.